Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen Latta. Hereby, what are, you're a reverend. Gabe, what do they say? Invested in me in the court of public law.
Yes.
Is this a wedding? Are we getting married?
I can do weddings. I'm going to do trials.
By the state of Wisconsin, I hereby sentence you, Jen Latta, to one full show wearing Packers gear. Registered Packers gear.
Thank you.
Deal! I will do it!
Do you have your own, or do we have to supply that for you?
I think I have an old Brett Favre jersey I could bring in.
Okay.
I think I have an old barber.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
We put it on the poll. Would wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey during my virtual court appearance this morning in about 25 minutes help or hurt my cause? 64% of people saying it would hurt, so I won't be doing that. You also told me I should take my hat off. Chewy told me I should put some makeup on.
So did the former police officer. And I think that carries more weight than me.
Very good suggestions coming in. Keep them coming all morning long. 800-990-3776. We have some special guests in studio with us now. Not to fire me, because I'm not a great employee, because I'm a terrible representative of this company. I know, you always do the teammate thing. President of Good Karma Brands.
Wrong.
How's it going so far?
What'd you say, drunk?
I said wrong. Oh. Not the president of Good Karma Brands.
We know. But we like to play Hail to the Chief when we have
fun.
It is Craig Karmazin, and we have Steve Wexler in here for a huge announcement about Good Karma Brands. We're moving, guys. Back up the trucks, the U-Hauls. Where are we going?
Wait, first of all, no makeup for the court appearance.
No?
Just be you. That's ridiculous.
No, I think, is there a boiler room here? I would go in the boiler room, put a little, you know, a little soot on the face.
Look like Elaine when she's in the
Exactly.
Like you work in the coal mines. Like you don't want to look fancy and like have makeup on. You need to look like a miner.
Which
well,
begs
Craig,
the question.
You have a lot of experience in this because I have been pulled over with you in the car when you horrified
just have a
your
guy.
Daughter.
I just have a guy that I call when I get pulled over and a ticket, and he negotiates it. He gets no. He gets no.
I believe
points.
They're called lawyers.
I pay a little fine. I don't know if it is or not.
No, it's a fixer. He's a fixer.
I think it's a fixer. There's been a lot of changes in the law. And by the way, have we put up on the poll who's more famous, Chewy or Jen? I'm kind of interested in that.
I
have to ask Ashton if he did.
I'm old. I'm just old.
Yeah, that's
no offense,
true.
Wax.
I think it's.
We are in the same area code. Okay.
I think it's Chewy, but I think it's close. I think it's Chewy.
I think it's Chewy as well.
Sorry, Wax. You have an announcement.
What's that? This is far more fascinating than anything else we might have. Yes, Jen. We are, and I'm not sure if your speed will make this commute faster or slower for you. I don't know, based on how
alleged
fast
speed.
Thank you, Gabe.
Alleged at this point. But yes, we are announcing today that Good Karma Brands, WTMJ, ESPN Milwaukee, 101.7 The Truth, we are moving. We are going to be moving our offices, our corporate office that we call our home office, and our studios to The Avenue, downtown Milwaukee, late this year, early next year, after... Wow, WTMJ and WKTI have been in this building since 1941.
Wow.
Guys. 1941.
Oh. So, I mean, with that decision to move these two stations out of this building, I'm guessing that wasn't taken lightly.
More than two stations.
Don't we want to know?
These two stations have been here for, you know, as he mentioned, since 1941.
Don't we want to know what the speed limit was in 1941, Chu?
You would have been going over it, whatever it was, apparently.
Allegedly, my client.
You're going to be able to take 43 the whole way. You'll be able to go a lot faster.
Maybe she should come to work on a horse.
Dario did say that he thinks my commute will be about the same. Because the drive from the highway to Capitol, on Capitol to here, he thinks that it'll be faster.
Yeah. Well, your commute was the overriding concern we had in this entire decision.
Chewy, how do you feel about that?
They took shorter for me. It's
my
great
commute into consideration.
Now, are we going to be, I hear snippets that we're going to be overlooking the food court. And the first thing that comes to my mind is Fast Time at Ridgemont High, which I love. But there will be action. There'll be, is it going to be like the old station on Wisconsin Ave?
No, it's going to be a lot more action than that. Now, for in the mornings, maybe not as much, but people will be able to come out and get their morning coffee and hang out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You know, you think about it, we are the largest locally owned broadcast group here in Milwaukee. And when you think about local radio and the connection with people, the idea of us being right in the center of Milwaukee and then right in the center of the Third Street Market food hall, where we could be accessible to people and people can be kind of right in the mix, is really, really exciting. And so, yes, people will be able to see you, and Chewy will be distracted by each squirrel that runs by.
Chewy, how do you feel about people?
I'm out. No clowns, though. I remember doing the show with Craig down there one time, and the clown was creeping on us.
Yeah, I don't think we can guarantee no clowns. I don't think there'd be like a huge amount of clowns, but I don't think we can make any guarantees on that.
You're talking about actual clowns, right?
No, like, me and Craig were sitting there doing the show, and there was a clown across the street just staring at me and Craig.
We're actually just staring at Chewy.
There was a person in clown makeup that would wander around that area on weekends. I remember that clown.
Still take the clown over the person that would relieve themselves on the building right outside of where we were doing our show.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to kill you. The clown might kill you.
I don't know. I actually thought there was something
charming.
Charming, yes, that's the word. Like, because you could almost tell people during a business meeting, like, hey, like, you know, it was, I don't know. I mean, it probably wasn't the most sanitary thing, but I kind of liked it.
Were you like, hey, buddy, you should get that prostate checked out?
Are there going to be designated parking spaces? Because it has become a problem here.
Oh, right. Wait. It's only become a problem for you.
I did it one time. Okay. She does it every single day.
But who have I had to bust?
Me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Gabe borrowed my truck that one day, and he parked where he wasn't supposed to park.
He didn't want to walk that far.
Well, Jen, 25 minutes from now, will you be going with the Chewy borrowed my car?
You know what? Do you guys think I should open with a joke?
No.
Something like, I noticed this hearing was on Zoom. It should be on Zoom, Zoom.
Oh.
No, that's an admission of guilt. Jen, you want to avoid that?
I think you should go with it. I did that the other day. I had a planning committee meeting where I had to get like a village board to approve things. I went with so many jokes that they were just like, all right, you're approved. Like, they were just like, we're on Zoom. We have Zoom fatigue. We hate our lives. Like, all right, just you can build your garage.
But they also were like, if we don't approve it, he's going to keep telling his jokes. And
he's going to come back.
See, we offered her to do one day in the Fox Point Jail, which is probably furnished by the home market, I'm assuming. Right?
Yes.
And she would take that, she said.
Over the points?
Yeah.
Yeah, points and fine. You think that they would go for that if I said, listen, I'll do one day in the River Hills Jail?
I think you should offer that, yes.
And then I said, should I do the show from there?
Yeah, wait, who's recording this for the show? Because Ashton, you could be off where they don't see you. I don't think the judge
Brian
would be
D.
that mad
so
about
Brian,
that.
Brian D is our court
correspondent for this trial today.
Okay, so I think this should all be recorded, and I think, you know, they might be a little annoyed when they find out, like when it's played back, but by then they'll have already made their decision.
If they were to find out during, would I be held in contempt of online hearing court?
I think you might. How many witnesses are you calling in your defense? I mean, do you have 5 or 6 or 7? Like, at least you have less than 10 witnesses on this,
gonna
right?
I was going to just go with myself.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I'm testifying for the prosecution. She was hammered on caffeine and deodorant.
And then they said that they could always hear my tires screech when I pull into the parking lot. Yeah. That's got to mean something.
It's going to be the first time they ever gave more points and a higher fine than like what the base is that's listed on the ticket.
Exactly. So it's 6 points. I think the fine
Wait,
was
six.
Two-
six yes. points? Oh, you might want to go to jail. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I know, that's why I'm taking this so seriously.
My first year in Wisconsin, I had to go to driving like school at night because I had so many tickets and points.
Well, I had somebody say that I should suggest that as well. Like, I'd be willing to take a driving course again if that would lower the points. But again, it's 6 of 1, right? I'm either going to pay my insurance company because my insurance is going to go up with the points, or I'm going to pay the city of Milwaukee or the county of Milwaukee.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, or you were going to have a jail experience, because I don't think that's 6 of 1. Like, I think in this case, jail might be better.
And just think about all of the content that we would have, Jen. What happened next? Well, then I laid on the cot.
Do you get how we go off the rails on this show now? We came in, we had bullet points to talk to you about the move.
So what if it ends up getting pushed back, and then when we're finally ready to move, you guys have to do the show from jail because Jen ends up, like, because of her poor behavior, she ends up serving like 2 months in jail, and you're doing the show. We have this whole new beautiful studio at the Avenue, but you're actually doing the show from the River Hills Executive Prison.
Windows Select Pella and any other one are offering bars on their windows now.
Very nice.
Yeah, we need
it's
to change
a partnership
every
with the show. That's great. We have folks weighing in, sending us pictures of clowns now. So thank you guys for that. My inbox is now full of clowns. Obviously, this has been a long time in the making, guys. Steve, how excited are you about just now the finality of making this big move?
Well, yeah, we've been talking about this for, gosh, a couple of years, right? And then pandemic slowed down the discussion. I'm thrilled because it's a chance to chart our company and our station's future. It also is sort of a restatement, Jen, of the commitment that this company has to the market, to the community. So I think it's the right move, the right place, and excited about pulling stakes here at Radio City, which has been home of these stations, as I said, since 41.
What about the Avenue and the 3rd Street Market Hall? Like, what about that space specifically was what you guys were looking for?
Well, so the first thing, which isn't the sexy thing to say, is actually goes back to what Chewy said, which is parking. Like, if you're going to be downtown, we have over 100 teammates that are going to need to park. And the original reason they bought that facility was because there's a huge parking structure that's attached to it. So we needed to find a place that had parking and where we could provide all of you free parking, which was hard to do downtown. So that was a cost of like playing even in the mix. So once that was in the mix, there was no comparison. I mean, the vision that these guys had for this project, for the future of Milwaukee, it was right in a neighborhood that we had been before. But, the vibrance and, all of the amenities this building is going to have. I mean, everyone who I've toured through it has ended up either investing in it or trying to rent space in it. I mean, it's an incredible project, and it's so indicative of what's happening west of the river for the future of Milwaukee.
Well, it is great to have Craig Karmazin and Steve Wexler in the building with us. I believe president and vice president of Good Karma Brands. It's going to stick, Craig. Yeah. You can tell he gets so mad at me when I say it, because I've got this sheet right here that says founder and CEO of
Good
Karma
Brands. It actually
doesn't
say founder and. It just says founder, CEO. There's
founder and.
Oh!
Really? I can read.
She is getting ready for the judge.
I don't believe there should be an official
Exhibit
and.
A. Founder / CEO Craig Karmazin. And Steve Wexler, I think you're the GM, right?
Sure.
Let's just
he's
go the program
with that.
Director.
Vice President
Brad's,
and Market
Brad's gone.
Manager.
I think
Brad
we should
gone.
Go with
he's
GM.
He's the program director,
no,
right?
President and GM.
You're on a roll.
I'm doing great. Really going to get myself off of this speeding ticket as I get myself
yeah,
in
this chef. We
work
got 15
jail.
Minutes before Jen
I'm
has
in,
to go to
I'm
court.
I'm in work jail now.
Wait,
well,
is
guys,
Sophia
thank
taking
you.
Over when Jen goes to court?
I thought the show was over.
Chewy was just going to go home.
That sounds about
Chewy's
right.
Chewy's like, oh, Jen's gone.
Chewy would just leave.
Peace out, everybody.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. And I think this is going to be a great move for our company. I know we're very much looking forward to having some sunlight in our studios, right? We've talked about that. A little bit of sunlight coming in through the windows.
What's that?
Sunlight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that during the break.
Okay.
Jen may forget what that is, where she's going.
Thanks, guys. All right, we do have Sophia Minert coming up on the show. My court case is coming up, but we're taking out the trash next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Can you say this? Can you still say kick at the cat?
What the hell does that mean?
You never heard that term? One more kick
show
at the
hands,
cat?
Show of hands. Who's heard?
You guys never
heard. Kick of the cat.
Well, all right, Google it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Craig Karmazin and Steve Wexler popping into the studio for our big announcement, which is to say Good Karma Brands is moving to the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. It should be, what, later this year, right? Later in 2021?
Yeah.
Of course, they'll leave us for last because,
there's a lot of
less time they have to spend with us, the better.
In fairness, it does take a while to build. It takes a little bit more time to build out a studio than an office.
This will be my fourth location.
What? Really?
Yeah.
You were at the Shack in Waukesha.
Yeah, I was.
So this will be your fifth location.
Well, wow, what's Shack in Waukesha?
So Shack in Waukesha.
Yes.
Jefferson Street.
Wisconsin. Here.
What's Jefferson Street?
There was a studio on Jefferson Street.
Where's Jefferson Street?
Right across from...
Square. by Taylor's.
Oh, I didn't know there was a studio there.
What was the real nice store there, wedding gifts, that went out of business that was there forever?
Lover's Lane?
Lover's Lane?
Whoa, that's an adult store. Find it right off the highway, probably in Oshkosh.
What was in there? Come on, help me out. Nothing?
No, I don't
you got nothing.
I don't think it's coming. Yeah, my court case is in about 7-8 minutes, so I'm going to have to duck out of here. So before we do that, let's get to our trash.
We've all got stuff that we can't keep inside anymore.
Trash! Trash! Not for you!
Stuff that we need to talk about.
How could you not realize? You're stupid. You are a stupid, stupid man.
Stuff that once a week just needs to be put outside.
Now that's clearly garbage.
Hey, man, we're just getting warmed up.
It's time to take out the trash.
All right, real quick. Mine is very simple. It has to do with the Bucks and the Nets. Why aren't they billing this up more? This is the finals, okay? Whoever wins this wins the finals. I'm sick of seeing the Lakers, who are down, what, 2-3 to the Suns now, and who cares? This is it. Would you guys agree?
I don't know if it's the final. It's certainly, I think, the Eastern Conference final.
I think if I was the power rank, which I love, and you guys shelved to the season, so you're on my list, I would put them at 1-2. I'd go Nets 1, Bucks 2. Give them the ring, whoever wins. It's going to go 7. Great series. Excited. ESPN, Jen, can you make some calls? How about you pub it up a little more than you're doing right now? That's mine.
The Oakland Athletics. And really, this isn't even just an A's thing. It's really a whole minor league baseball thing. But yesterday, a Twitter account called Advocates for Minor Leaguers posted a couple of post-game meals. They put out pictures of what the meals are that the Oakland Athletics organization has been serving to their minor leaguers. One of them reminds me, you remember Firefest? You remember that disaster?
Yes.
Well, it looks very similar, except this, at least, instead of just a, you know, two pieces of bread and a slice of cheese, it has a little shrivel of lettuce and what looks like an old tomato on it, along with some coleslaw. Real healthy post-game meal. Also, there looks like a taco with one tomato and maybe a small piece of chicken. I think that's what it is. Like, this is just unacceptable. Like, you want these guys to be the future of your organization. You've got to invest in them. And the way that minor league baseball players are treated, from the legislation that was attempted to be pushed through so they don't have to pay minor league players minimum wage, to the way that minor league jobs were taken away by the contraction of the minor leagues, like, this is just a travesty. Like, if you want these guys to be the future of your organization, you have to invest in them. And that means making sure they have something to eat.
Sustenance.
Turns out, and Chewy knows, he works out, I don't. Chewy works out. Chewy, you need food to work out, right?
Fuel for the body, buddy.
Unbelievable, Ace. Figure it out.
My mother-in-law just texted me the name of the store, Jen, and it's obvious why Ashton didn't know the name of it. The name of the store was Watts.
That makes sense. He boycotted it.
You ever hear of it?
No.
You've never heard of Watts.
Was it a tea place? Watts Tea?
It's a very high-end, very nice store, mom and pop, family-owned. That's
Wait,
why
now I'm starting to remember where the studio was. Was it on the corner there across from Taylor's? Because Watts is on the same block as Taylor's.
Yeah, it wasn't just off the corner. Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And what was Boiled Frog or Jumpy Frog or something was on?
Senor Frog.
There you go.
Really?
Jen's very familiar with the local bar.
Mr. Muy Bueno over here couldn't think of Senor Frogs.
Muy Bueno! Yeah.
All right, guys. The Naomi Osaka story has been one of the most fascinating stories in all of sports, I think, this year. And that is including the Aaron Rodgers saga that's been going on in Green Bay, okay? If you haven't heard of it, Naomi Osaka, she decided that she was not going to talk to the media during the French Open this year and then ultimately decided to pull out of the French Open instead of continuing in the tournament. And there's been a lot of talk about why she did it. She said it was for her mental health. She said that talking to the media upsets her, that she deals with anxiety and that trying to come up with the right thing to say can be debilitating for her, and that's why she didn't want to speak with them. Now, she was fined, and she paid the fine, but as a member of the media, I've really struggled with where I come down on this thing, right? As a member of the media, I love access. I love putting cameras in athletes' faces and getting their honest opinions about sports-related things and other things. I think that we get to know these athletes the most when we can you know, see them for who they are and not just as these incredible elite specimens. So I love access. I think we've learned over the last year that not having access has really put us behind the eight ball. We can't get the stories to the audience. We can't get the stories to the fans. You don't know the athletes that you're watching and cheering for as well as you have in the past because we don't have the access to tell you those stories. But I think we have to defer to mental health at this inflection point in our society. We have to make it easier for people to say, this affects my mental health, and therefore I'm going to do the unpopular thing. I'm going to do the thing that might get me criticized in order to protect my mental health. I think it has to be the priority. Now, I know that the reaction to that by some people will be, this is just an excuse. She doesn't really have mental health issues. She's just using it as an excuse to avoid talking to the media. And I know that the next wave of that may be some athletes using it as an excuse. I think we have to give Naomi Osaka the benefit of the doubt. I don't think it's easy to admit that you have mental health issues. I still don't think we're there yet. So I think her even saying that this is something that affects her negatively is brave and strong, and we should give her the benefit of the doubt that this is actually something that affects her negatively. If there are others who choose to use it as an excuse, so be it. That might be a byproduct of actually giving her the benefit of the doubt, actually going along with something that is better for her mental health in the long run. So do I want access to be restricted going forward? No, I don't. I don't want to continue seeing reporters and media have less and less access to athletes. But if it's access to athletes or the mental health of human beings, I'm going with the mental health of human beings. And I think that that's being on the right side of this story right now.
All right, Jen, now that you just gave that impassioned, very important take, get the hell out of here and go to your court date.
I have to go to court!
Good luck.
I don't know if Chewy actually means that. Hey, Bucks fans, Palermo's Pizza and the Bucks have teamed up on an exclusive offer just for you, Bango's Jersey Collection. With every specially marked Palermo's Neighborhood Pizzeria pizza you purchase, you will receive a limited edition Bango collectible figurine with Bango sporting one of five past and present Bucks jerseys. Simply buy Palermo's Neighborhood Pizzeria, redeem your box codes online, and collect them all. Supplies limited. Head to your local Wisconsin grocery store today. Of course, Bucks, big series starting up this weekend. You're going to want to load up at your local grocery store with Palermo's Pizza because they are Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
She's our ace, our cleanup hitter, and our source for all things crew. She's Brewers reporter Sophia Minert.
No. That means hair chew.
There are other ways. There are other ways. I would be happy to financially contribute ways to avoid the peeing on the head.
Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Ewald Automotive. Shop the Ewald Automotive Group, home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile limited warranty on all new vehicles. Visit any of their eight locations today, in-store or online at ewaldautomotive.com. Ewald Automotive, we make it easy. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Enter to win the Spring Baseball in Arizona sweepstakes from Century Foods. Complete an entry form found in their weekly ad and bring to your local Century. No purchase necessary.
Jen has left the program. We will be getting updates on Jen in court from our court reporter, Brian D. He will be updating us as there is news, as we find out more about Jen's speeding ticket. Her court date today, allegedly going 78 in a 55. So, Sophia, we apologize if we interrupt you at any point with a special news bulletin from Brian D. But do you have any speeding tickets? Like, have you had an issue? Because, Sophia, like, we had Craig Karmazin in here earlier. Chewy has been in the car when Craig's been pulled over. It seems like he's got an issue with speeding. Jen definitely has an issue with speeding. Do you have any speeding tickets on your record?
I do, actually. I have, unfortunately, several. And I also have had to go to court to have a ticket reduced. And I was living in Madison at the time, and I think I had to go, like, out to Waukesha County to get it reduced. So I was really committed to the court process. But I'd like to think it's maturity or maybe just better luck. But I have gone a couple years now without one. But I was on a pretty good streak there where I had maybe three.
Allegedly, how fast were you
going? It was not great. It, actually, when you said the information about Jen's court case, I think mine was pretty identical, like the 78 to, in a 55. It was on 94. Ironically, I was going to a Brewers game. I remember that one.
Did they reduce it?
I think by going to court, I did end up getting it reduced, you know, by the points. And then I think I still had to pay the fine. But yeah, it was a very similar situation where it was like 78, 80, and a 55. I was definitely at least 20 over, which those are the ones that they really make you pay.
I wonder what the breakdown is, though, in the state, male to female, if more females get pulled over and ticketed than males. Not saying you guys are a little bit more distracted, but Craig was pulled over six times
on the same street.
Like within the last year.
Well, I don't know if it's within the last year, but it's a road home that apparently is 8-5, and every time he's been pulled over, he's been going 38. So he says that he believes it should be a 35, but he has been pulled over six times on the same street near his house.
Okay, I feel for Craig in that regard because 25 is painfully slow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, and I agree with, like, you know, school zones or obviously construction zones, things like that. You know, you should certainly slow down. But if it's just a regular street, like 25, to really go 25 is pretty slow. Like, it's painful. For an impatient person like myself, it's painful.
So going 25 wasn't that big of a deal when I was growing up because I grew up in a small town. It's just 25 all over the place. But anytime I go back now, like when I drive through a small town and you have to drive through Allenton to get to Horicon right when you get off of 41 there, like you got to be careful because they'll nail you. Or if you go in, like I'm going into Horicon, like I think I'm slowing down to like 25 and I'm going 40.
Well, when you're going from 55 to 25, that's slam on the brakes time.
Yeah.
That's what those little towns are all about. Sophia, I'm going to throw some names out for you. If you could give me their first quarter grade, I would appreciate it. Let's start with Travis Shaw.
I would give him a B.
Okay. Jackie,
do you want explanation?
Yeah, give me an explanation. Sure.
I don't know if he's actually interested in the explanation. I think he's interested in the grade.
No,
let's go ahead and give context.
Well, with Travis, I would just say that, you know, the offense production has not been consistent, but it's been, I think, enough at times. I think especially in April, I think May was a quieter month for him offensively, but especially in April when they were really dealing with the wrath of injuries of like 16, 17 on the IL. I mean, it was just piling up every day. I would say that Travis and Avi Garcia were the two players that they legitimately asked to play every day. They were expecting a lot from them offensively. And just considering the circumstances, I think they delivered pretty well. I would also say that, you know, Travis's real strength is just his defense. He plays a really solid third base. He moves over to first base on defensive switches or, you know, all that stuff. So he does give them some versatility in that regard, the lefty bat. So I think the B would hold up.
Okay, Daniel Vogelbach.
Man, that's a tough one. Vogi, a B minus. Again, just like, the offense has not been there for him. He had more opportunities in April, again, because of the injuries. He just hasn't had as many opportunities to start now over the last month. I will say this about him, though. He is such a tremendous teammate and person in the clubhouse, just his sense of humor. He is so locked in on every pitch. He's ready to go every day. He doesn't make any excuses. Like, he's definitely the guy that you want on your team. And I do think, like, his offensive skill set, like, they really like the bat to ball. They like the two-strike approach. We just haven't seen it consistently. So hopefully he gets opportunities to do that.
We break in right now to Sophia from – sorry, Sophia. If you've got a question for Brian D., we interrupt Sophia Minnerts of the Brewers, catcher on Bally Sports Wisconsin as part of the Brewers telecasts. Brian D. has an update from Jen Latta's court appearance. Brian?
Yes, thank you, guys. I feel like Sophia, actually, right now, except I'm not dodging flying baseballs and stuff in the side studio where I'm sitting with Jen Latta. She is on hold ahead of her court date, her Zoom court date. She's very nervous, guys. She's trying to decide whether to wear her hat or not, what's going to look best on the Zoom call.
No, the hat. We she's told also, her no hat. Now, the former police officer told her no hat.
She's got the hat on. She's got the hat on right now. And Gabe is losing his mind, Jen. She's giggling like crazy. Now, the biggest latest development here is she reads over her paperwork and gets ready to make her argument is she really has to go to the bathroom. She has articulated that. But she is, like, the video's on. The Zoom call is on. The video is already up. So she can't leave. We have discussed me sitting in for her while she runs to the bathroom quick, but we think that might lead to other legal troubles. So she's just kind of sitting it out right now, waiting it out. We're in a really tough spot here.
Now, is
an FM record one across the hall from the studio.
Is that urge because she's nervous or because she drank too much water this morning?
She just described it to me as, like, before you run, like, a race, like, if you're going to run a 5K, you've got those, like, butterflies in your stomach and have to go to the bathroom. Then, bang, as soon as the gun goes off, it kind of goes away. I think it's more nervous as opposed to drinking too much water before the show.
Sophia Chewy, do you have any questions for our correspondent, Brian D?
I think she should run for it. Go on the lane.
Jen, Chewy thinks and you should run for it.
I know Jen's a gamer. She can stick it out.
And Sophia thinks you're a gamer, so you're going to stick it out. So you've got support on both sides. She's nodding and is very appreciative. So, guys, I'll let you go. Get back to Sophia, and we'll check in with further updates, hopefully by the end of the show.
Sophia, do you have those nerves, like, any time they're going to come to you in the pregame or during the game when, you know you're about to go on and you've got a big point to make or to set up a big story? Do those nerves still come to you and then they go away? Kind of like Brian just described, once that red light's on, they go away. Do you still get those nerves?
Truthfully, I would probably be more nervous if I saw, like, the police lights behind me on the interstate. Like, I'm about to get pulled over again. I think, truthfully, that would make me more nervous. I think there is always a little bit of that. And I think, like, even in a baseball game, my favorite kind of part of the day is, like, those maybe 10 minutes just before the game starts when players start to come out to the dugout. Even they, you can tell, they've got that little extra, the little extra juice, right, Chewy? Like, it's just, you're about to perform. And, whether guys sit there quietly, whether they're stretching, getting loose, whether they're talking amongst themselves, then they run out on the field and they really start their, stretching routine. I always love that part of the day because I think that part never goes away. So I think for us, it's live TV. It's not nearly the same as playing in a Major League Baseball game, but it's still live. There's still an element of performance involved. So I think that's what the part that you enjoy.
I used to get TMJ, not the radio station, but in your jaw for years, even after I played.
Wait, what's TMJ?
It's where you grind your teeth at night because of stress, and there's a joint in your jaw. I don't know why that's why they call it TMJ, but I would get it for probably 10 years, even after I played, when it came time to training camp.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the time of year? Just like your body was like, time to go.
Yeah, because I was a bear to be around probably a month before training camp, just because you've already turned the light on and you're focused, and it's just so stressful. And it didn't leave me for about 10 years, which was kind of strange. Sophia, I wanted to ask you about one more player, and this might be a little bit of an incomplete, but Christian Yelich.
I feel like you can really only assess May for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right. Like, the incomplete is very fair. Because he only played in 10 games, to start the season. And that's essentially nothing. So I think, since he's come back, I would say almost day by day, like, there's progress. And by that, I mean the fact that he's out there every day. I think we're getting closer to the part where he's like 100% full go. They are still being a little cautious with him in terms of how much they're running out there. But, if you could get to a part of the season, and I think we're very close to this, you can play Christian 13 out of 15 days. I think that's a win because, Christian, from the time of 2018 and 2019, he's being pitched very differently. But Christian is still getting on base a lot with walks. We have not seen the power as much as we have, but he's having really good at-bats. He's getting on base. He's still like seeing the ball well, and I think you're seeing that by the day it's getting better. I think there is still some catch up happening for him of how much time he missed in April and how much start and stop there's been to his season. So I think time is like the best thing for Christian right now, is just knowing like you still have over 100 games in front of you. And I do think if you can get Christian, and I think, again, I think they're very close to it, where it's like he's out there pretty much every day without any concerns about the back and not as many off days. There's still going to be some in there for him, but, you know, not as many as what we've seen up until this point. That's a good thing for everybody, because it just, what it does for the lineup to have him in there, it changes things a lot.
Yeah, the only thing that, you mentioned it there, Sophia, is the power. He only has three extra base hits. He has one double, one triple, and one home run. And that to me, right, is the big thing that's missing, because you can live, like the .250 batting average, I think I can kind of explain away. The on-base percentage is great.
Exactly.
But it's the extra base hits, which has been such a part of his game since he's been in Milwaukee. That's the only thing that I'm raising an eyebrow a little bit, but he's only played 23 games.
Mm.
Exactly. And again, that's where I say that, like, you can see day by day that, like, the at-bats are getting better, I think. You know, he's seeing the ball better. Again, the on-base percentage is good. As long as he's seeing the ball and he's in a good position to hit, everything else will come for him, I think. Again, just, I think time is on his side here. You know, I think they really feel like they have found things that work for his back. So just the consistency of having him in there every day. And I think for him to be in there consistently means a lot to him too, of knowing that it's also behind you.
Sophia, we appreciate the time, and make sure over the course of the next week you take it easy on the roads. We don't need another member of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy family ending up in a court date.
Thank you, guys. And I send my best regards to Jen. I hope that this is a favorable outcome for her in her court case.
We're all hoping for that, but I don't think we're expecting that.
I don't know. Jen can be very persuasive. She probably has a very good argument.
She's scary. She is scary.
Thanks, Sophia.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Sophia Minard of the Milwaukee Brewers, catcher, Bally Sports Wisconsin, part of every Brewers telecast. I think we need to make a stop at Discount Liquor. Either after Jen's court date, we're either going to be drinking away our sorrows, or we're going to possibly be celebrating something that she did in terms of being able to talk her way out. Discount Liquor, two locations, 51st Oklahoma in Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha on the corner of Barstool and Main. Discount Liquor. I had some people over. It was Memorial Day weekend this past weekend. Had some, you know, had some adult beverages at the party in the cooler. Of course, where did I go to get those? Discount Liquor, because they've served southeastern Wisconsin for over 60 years, always been locally owned and family operated. What's great about Discount Liquor is, yeah, you can get your, you know, the things that you typically want, you can find them there, of course, because it's Discount Liquor. But they also have that hard-to-find stuff. Like when I want to make Old Fashions, I like to make them with orange bitters. I go to Discount Liquor for that. You're looking for a great wine to pair with a dinner you're going to make at home. They're going to be able to help you find that wine to pair with that dinner, because they have a friendly, expert staff and everyday low prices. Discount Liquor, 51st Oklahoma in Milwaukee, downtown Waukesha in Barstow and Maine.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah.
When teams are doing their background checks on Jalen Jackson.
Johnson.
They're going to do there's enough out there to do a background check.
You got this, big guy. You got it.
I'm out of here. See ya. Bye. It's been real. It's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
He thought he nailed it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
We have another update in Law and Order, Jen Latta. As Brian D., our court reporter.
She's getting the chair.
Brian D. is our court reporter today for Jen's court appearance, which is happening right now over an issue that happened a little over 2 months ago where she was allegedly speeding in Milwaukee County. Brian, the latest on the court date.
Yes, guys, welcome back into FM Record Studio 1, across the hall from where you guys are sitting right now, where Jen Latta is impatiently waiting the start of her court date. I feel like I'm covering the start of mandatory minicamp next week, waiting for something that's never going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is not going to show up, and Jen Latta's court date is never going to start. We are now 52 minutes past the hour, 22 minutes past the anticipated start time of this court date. Jen's going nuts. She's workshopping really bad jokes to tell off the start of this thing.
Okay.
Well, because this is all for speeding, guys, right? She was going, 23 over the speed limit?
Allegedly.
She's trying to contest
allegedly
that.
23 over.
Allegedly 23 over. Allegedly.
Brian.
However... Yes, go ahead, Chewy.
My sources have told me that they are actually waiting for the officer to show up in court to refute what she's going to say. So this is not a positive for the Jen Latta camp.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, Brian, is there any speculation to the reason why it's taking this long? Are they really compiling that much evidence against Jen, and that's why we have the delay, because there's just an overwhelming amount of evidence that they have to prepare to present in court today?
So sources close to the program are telling me that the judge is actually a loyal Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listener and is waiting for your show to end before hopping on the Zoom call to talk with Jen. Now, that's just my sources. I cannot pass along who exactly might be telling me that information, but that is what I'm hearing from the outside looking in. I feel like Ian Rappaport this morning.
I also heard the prosecution will be calling witnesses. Our vice president, Wax, will be... testifying for the prosecution that she is a chronic illegal parker at the building here, which does not play out for her as well.
That's only you.
No, it's really her. And if it's me, it still counts as her. So
well, we've got some,
it doesn't look good.
Brian, we've got some petty differences that Chewy and Jen are going to have to sort out once Jen gets out of the slammer. So we appreciate you being on the ground, boots on the ground for us today during this court appearance for our own Jen Latta.
Brian, can I ask you one question?
If
it does, if it does go bad, has she picked a last meal?
Let me ask her if she's still on hold. What's your last meal, Jen, if this goes poorly? Surf and turf.
Surf
and
turf.
Wow. 8-ounce filet with a crab cake on top. So there it is. Signing off from FM Record 1. Brian G, ESPN, Milwaukee.
All right.
Man, I can't believe... Like, she had to be the first one out of the gate today, right? 8:30?
Yes.
I anticipated a late start. I did not think that we would end the show and be out of here before her court date started.
Now, here's the thing, though. If the sources that Brian was saying are correct and this judge is a loyal listener, she is screwed.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Like, initially you hear that, you think that's a good thing. No, that's going to be a very bad thing, because we were just workshopping on her ways for her to get out.
Yeah.
And if the judge actually listened to that, then she's got nowhere to go.
Dibs on her spot.
That's fine.
I'm
usually here early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're here early enough that I never worry about a spot.
Oh, wow, that backfired. Okay.
But you can take her spot, man.
Sometimes I do anyways.
What if we, we could get a sign.
Does she deserve it? I think she deserves it, though.
The ticket? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, she's going 23 over, man.
I know. I mean, the alleged thing.
Is she going to hear this later? I was bashing her. I redact my statement.
I guarantee she drove here 78 miles an hour on the highway to get here today.
I know exactly where she got her ticket, because you know where it changes from 55 to 70. I've driven up 43 enough going to Green Bay. I'm sure, well, you probably take the other way.
Yeah.
But when Sophia was talking about getting pulled over in Waukesha County, I know from the number of times I've driven back and forth from here in Madison, I know where that changes. Ain't nobody going 55 where that thing stops.
No.
Where that thing transitions over. We'll hopefully have an update, or maybe Jen will just be on a hold with the court for 24 hours. We have no idea. But we'll have an update for you tomorrow. Wilde and Tausch, coming up next.